Eli, what did you get out tonight? It was a 4-14. What did you get out of tonight?
What I get out of it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's always good to get live action. Saw some blitzes, picked up some things. I got to do a little bit better. Just moving in the pocket, finding lanes, had a couple balls batted down. I think we had some opportunities for some big plays that we just missed. We're a little off, so we just got to keep working with those guys, getting on the same page, getting the right timing. And so, we're dealing with some guys with some injuries and missing some time and missing practices, and need all our guys out there. So we're getting that quality, those quality reps, those quality times. So, anytime you go against a defense, they're going to have different looks, different coverages that they're going to play that our defense doesn't. So, sometimes you don't get a whole lot of time to practice certain throws because they don't come up as much. And then in the game you do. So we got to look at that. But I thought we were close on a couple of plays, but obviously, we got to get better. We got to execute better. I think we're our communication and on the same page and everybody doing the right things was pretty good. We just got to execute the plays better.
Eli, based on personnel, your offense has the potential to be very good this year, but it's only as good as the offensive line. You looked like you were pretty protected when you were in there.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line did a great job today. Picked up some blitzes well, some other protections, some stunts and different things, picked it up well. If there was anything that we improved on our third down, converted some third longs, had some third and tens, had some third and 13, I think, a third and eight that we converted. Holding it, moving around, taking it down to our backs. So we got a lot of people involved in some things. We changed a lot of plays. So I thought we had good communication, those things. I thought the offensive line did a good job in the run game and in pass protection.
How frustrating is it, second preseason game, and obviously Victor's hasn't played and you got some other guys that are hurt. How frustrating is it for you not to have all those tools to work with in preseason?
Well, I guess you got to look at the bright side. You're working some other guys and getting some work with some guys that you never know, might have to play for us this year. And so they're getting reps in practice and probably quality reps, but obviously you'd like to have Victor and Ruben out there as soon as possible and get them back in the mix of things. But I thought receivers did a good job. Again, we were close, missed Odell on a few things, thought we were close on a couple, missed Preston Parker on one, so on two of them, that we were we got a hit. So every preseason is I think so important for me just to get that rhythm, where now, hey, guys are rushing at you, you got to find lanes, you got to find, moving the pocket. I work on, being a little bit more patient and hanging in there and throwing things on time.
Anything else?
Why did you feel like there was a disconnect between you and Odell tonight? You missed him on a couple.
Yeah, first one, I think I just underthrew maybe a little bit. I got a hand on there. Next one. I thought it was close to hitting that one on the deep one. We had the one that they ruled incomplete. Kind of got to get that one a little higher up there. So again, we just got to keep practicing and keep getting those reps in practice and we'll start making those plays.
Partly because he missed this time in the spring. You guys really
weren't. No, I mean, I think. I don't think we were far off on a number of them. I think we're pretty close. It's just about I think for both of us, just get back to being in that game situations and things are flying and just keep repping things and getting good looks at it. So it's just a matter of just being out there on the practice field and keep working in these preseason games, keep working on things and we'll get better. That's the point of the preseason games, to see where you stand and get those some of those things out of the way and some see what you need to fix up, and there's some things we gotta fix.
Thank you.